The latest installment of Sherlock Holmes' Game of Shadows offers plenty of science, both good and bad, to entertain your students. Listen to NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff to learn what he'd use.
Please sit. Put your money on the table. Welcome.
The second installment in what looks to be a series of Sherlock Holmes films starring Robert Downey Jr. as Sherlock and Jude Law as Dr. John Watson came out in December. I reviewed the first back in 2009, and the second, A Game of Shadows, is in much the same vein, with the excellent on-screen chemistry between Downey and Law making the film work. This latest film is set in 1891, and Holmes believes that Professor James Moriarty, played by Jared Harris, is responsible for several notorious crimes across Europe, even though the press has linked them to anarchists.
I'm knee-deep in a single most important case of my career. The clues point in one direction.
Professor James Moriarty.
Are you sure you want to play this game? I'm afraid you'd lose.
Moriarty also appears to be acquiring controlling interest in a number of businesses, including gun manufacturers and bandage makers. Now, Moriarty is above suspicion because of his reputation as a mathematical genius and his friendship with the British Prime Minister. At the start of the film, Watson returns to Baker Street after a long absence in order to get Holmes to attend his, that is, Watson's wedding, to Mary, an event we saw coming at the end of the first film. The newlyweds are attacked on a train as they leave for their honeymoon, but Holmes is there to protect them. This begins a chase across Europe that encompasses London, France, northern Germany, and ends in Switzerland at an international peace conference. Those familiar with the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle will likely have an idea how the film ends, though I won't give that away here. A Game of Shadows gives teachers a chance to discuss chemical safety, transportation technology, and mathematics near the turn of the 20th century. When Watson arrives at Baker Street, Holmes is in terrible shape. He is unshaven, unkempt, and appears to be under the influence of a drug. Holmes's housekeeper mentions that he has been chewing coca leaves, a way to ingest the stimulant cocaine. Watson also implies that Holmes has been drinking formaldehyde, and we see a bottle labeled as such on the table. Formaldehyde, chemical formula CH2O, is a gas at room temperature, but is frequently used in a saturated water solution known as formalin. Formalin, which contains 37% formaldehyde by mass, and with a bit of methanol to help stabilize the solution, was commonly used as a disinfectant and to preserve tissue samples. Due to the long-term carcinogenic effects of formaldehyde, these practices are no longer considered safe. In the short term, however, drinking as little as an ounce of formalin can be fatal to an adult, so the likelihood of Holmes surviving drinking much of it would be very small. One of the most important components of a chemical safety plan is preventing the accidental ingestion of substances like formalin. The NSTA website is a great place to find lab safety resources. While the first Holmes film emphasized construction themes, with the final battle atop the incomplete Tower Bridge in London, transportation at the end of the 19th century is the emphasis here. In A Game of Shadows, Holmes and Watson travel by horseback, carriage, train, side-paddle steamship, and automobile, while in the background we see a part of the London Underground being built in the middle of Baker Street. All of these modes of transport were used in the 1890s, with horseback, carriage, and train all very popular. But the film might be overestimating the availability of a four-wheeled automobile in London in 1891, as no cars were being built in England at the time, and most of the German cars before 1894 were three-wheelers. I was impressed, though, by the seagoing side-paddle steamship that Holmes and Watson used to cross the English Channel. Americans are probably most familiar with paddle-wheel boats as the riverboats on the Mississippi, made famous by Mark Twain, but paddle-wheel steamers were built for the sea voyages as well. The difficulty of getting from England to France across the Channel has largely been mitigated by the Channel Tunnel, or Channel, which opened in 1994. Now, the idea of a tunnel under the English Channel is not a new one. A French engineer proposed a tunnel in 1802, and the idea was revisited several times throughout the 19th century. The modern tunnel carries only trains, though auto traffic is carried on special train cars, so it's possible to drive from London to Paris in about 6 hours. Finally, there's a nice tidbit for math teachers on the blackboard behind Moriarty when Holmes visits his quarry. The blackboard is very full, but prominent in the center is a copy of Pascal's triangle, which Moriarty may be using in an encryption system. I address this topic in more detail in the print and online versions of this podcast. The latest Sherlock Holmes adventure, A Game of Shadows, has potential for classroom connections in chemistry and mathematics, and can spark a conversation about transportation technology before the turn of the 20th century.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
I'm on my honeymoon!